This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Senate just confirmed Trump loyalist Kash Patel as FBI director.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 49. The confirmation is confirmed.
Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, voted no, along with every Democrat. CBS's Scott McFarland says Patel replaces Christopher Wray as the head of the bureau.
Wray resigned his position just before Donald Trump became president, assuming he was to be fired by Trump. Trump had criticized Wray and has lauded Patel, who critics of Trump view as too close an ally to be an independent FBI director.
Those critics fear Patel will use the FBI to go after Trump's political enemies. The longest-serving Senate leader in history, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell, has announced he will not run for re-election next year.
During my time in the Senate, I've only really answered to two constituencies, the Republican Conference and the people of Kentucky.
McConnell chose his 83rd birthday to make his announcement. His fellow senators gave him a standing ovation. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has decided not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office.
Hochul is expected to announce today that she will instead push for increased oversight of City Hall. The governor has been holding individual meetings with New York political figures at her office in Manhattan as she considers what to do next. There have been questions about whether Adams could govern the city after the Justice Department moved to drop bribery and other charges against him so he could help with President Trump's immigration agenda. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
President Trump's recent comments about the war in Ukraine have raised a lot of questions. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest from the White House.
The question from the press to National Security Advisor Mike Waltz was, who is more responsible for the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Putin or Zelensky?
Well, look, his goal is to bring this war to an end. Period.
And while Russia invaded Ukraine, Waltz went on to suggest that it is Ukraine that needs to step up.
There needs to be a deep appreciation for what the American people, what the American taxpayer, what President Trump did.
Adding, the same people who have demanded a ceasefire in Gaza should also be demanding one in Ukraine. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Zelensky called his meeting today with Trump's special envoy in Kyiv productive. It's still snowing in parts of North Carolina, where some areas have gotten up to a foot of snow.
We did not prepare. We didn't expect this. We thought it was just going to be a little bit of, you know, a little dusting.
One person was killed in a series of interstate crashes involving 50 cars near Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Stocks sharply lower today after Walmart shared some disappointing forecasts for the full year. The Dow is down 504 points, NASDAQ down 109. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The NBA suspends a Bucks player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games using a non-approved painkiller. According to his agent, Portis thought he was taking an approved painkiller, Toradol, that he'd used in the past for pain and inflammation. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, which is no longer approved by the league. Just yesterday, Portis meeting with reporters, the Bucks have 29 games remaining.
You know, not only play your best basketball towards the end of the year, but you want to peak at the right time. You want guys feeling good. You want guys shooting the basketball at the right time. You want guys knowing what their assignments is on a nightly basis at the right time. So unfortunately for us, we had injuries. Injuries are a part of the game.
The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Five Serve Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable with that calf injury, participating in practice yesterday.
I'm okay. I'm 100%. I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. He felt good. But we'll see. We'll see them from 100%. I don't know yet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Always has terrific ideas of things to do in the arts community around Racine. And what do you have for us today, Diane?
One special event that I don't want to see overlooked is the inaugural poetry reading by the recently named Poets Laureate for 2025. The Kenosha Racine Poets Laureate program just named three Poets Laureate that'll serve from 2025 to 2027. They all serve 2 years. Okay. Now, the Poets Laureate are chosen not only for the mastery of the beauty of the language, but also for their community involvement and for their ability to inspire others to express themselves, which, okay, I just think it's a beautiful mission. It just sounds so nice when you read it. So on Saturday, February 22nd, these current Poets Laureate, along with a few that previously served in the role, we'll have a very special poetry reading. It's going to take place at Vintage and Modern Books, which is on 6th Street in downtown Racine. Mm-hmm. Kicks off with a reception at 6:30, and then the readings are scheduled to go from 7 to 9.
I want to know, can I go and click my finger? You know how they do that?
They do that. It's wonderful. It's a great way that they show support at a lot of these poetry readings. You are right. The website for this one is krpoets.com. But if you can, check out their Facebook page, because the Facebook page at Kenosha Racine Poets Laureate Program, that's kind of a mouthful, is planning to live stream the event. So if you want to see for yourself how it all sounds, you can do it from home if you can't be there. But I do recommend being there, because there's nothing like seeing it in person. Well, I don't know if I've mentioned it, but there is an arts event calendar that includes everything I've talked about in the time that we've been talking, and many more events. And that's on our website, racineartscouncil.org. We host an arts event calendar for the community, so you can find a lot of details on there, especially if I talked too fast.
All right. What's that website one more time?
racineartscouncil.org.
All right. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're running down. Running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away.
American woman, said get away. American woman, listen what I say. Come on, hanging around my door. Don't wanna see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away now. Go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye, 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 bye. You're no good for me. I'm no good.
Local news, timeless hits from the Guess Who, an American woman on WRJN. Burton Cummings of the Guess Who is going to be in Milwaukee on March 26th, I believe it is, at the Pabst Theater. Tickets are on sale now. All right, not this Saturday, but next Saturday and next Sunday, March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall. It's the Racine County Eye presenting the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. You can see trends in home remodeling. There's going to be energy efficiency experts there, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations too. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend, Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. $10 will get you in. WRJN is going to be there too. We'll have some live broadcasts so you can stop by and say hi. More information is available at RacineCountyEye.com.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Only the lonely know the way I feel.
In on WRJN. We'll talk about progress. Tonight's lows and wind chills will not be below zero. That's good news. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 7, but wind chills between 0 and 5 above. Tomorrow up to 25, Saturday up to 27.
She'll be a parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands and polishes a gun. And she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle that blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
News, timeless hints from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. We recap the big local and state stories of the week. We highlight some of the on-air contests and hosts. We profile some local businesses and have tips on marketing and advertising, too. Just sign up for the newsletter at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A court found negligence earlier this month during the birth of Kamaya Minor in November of 2018. The jury found that the improper administration of Pitocin, a labor-inducing drug, resulted in severe brain damage leading to cerebral palsy and permanent disability for Kamaya. The case wrapped up earlier this month after a three-week trial. Racine Unified leaders are likely trying to learn how to avoid the same fate as in Kenosha. Following the rejection of Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum on Tuesday, Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to garner support for their referendum. That's at about $190 million and set for the April 1st ballot. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight what's in the proposal. Kenosha Unified leaders are saying they'll need to make difficult decisions in light of their funding failure. Three people have been arrested in three separate investigations into child sex abuse materials in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department says the suspects range in age from 20 to 30, and they include two men and one woman. Warrants were recently served in Racine and Union Grove. The suspects were identified through tips via the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says in a statement that his department is dedicated to combating child exploitation. There's been talk about eliminating the education department in D.C. How would that impact local districts like Racine Unified? Go deeper with the topic and learn more today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Baby, you're so far away.
time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. A cancer researcher says that by 2050, hardly anyone under 80 will die of cancer, except for those who insist on eating convenience store hot dogs.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Any trick in a book, and I baby, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember? Well, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Linda Ronstadt on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our tradition of covering high school sports continues with this week's high school basketball game. It's Waterford at Union Grove. You can hear that game tomorrow. The pregame starts at 6:30, the tip-off at 7. Join Dick Graceffa for the call of the game. Remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports lineup online at WRJN.com. Jackson, Everlasting Love on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don't forget to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. Not only will Don have local news and timeless hits for you, but he'll also chat with our own Mike Clemens, discuss the week in sports, and Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters will have movie news and this weekend's new movie releases. It's all tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 on the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey! Come on,
WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way wanna leave her now.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. Can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just an any place, seem just like a being home. It takes two, baby. A dream come true. Just take two.
Ooh, 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 ooh. take two. Just take two.
Ooh, I can go out to a movie looking for a special treat.
Two can make that single movie something really kind of sweet.
Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight thinking that it's really nice.
But two walk in the hand in hand, it's like adding just a pinch of spice.
Yeah, it takes two.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Senate has confirmed Trump loyalist Kash Patel as FBI director. The vote was 51-49 with two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, voting no. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says Patel's critics are worried.
Real concerns about whether he would retaliate against FBI officials who assisted, for example, in the January 6th investigation, and in general, how he will relate to today's FBI.
The Senate gave Mitch McConnell a standing ovation after the Kentucky Republican announced he will not run for re-election next year.
Representing our Commonwealth has been